You got your Bibles this evening. I'd like to go to St. Luke's Gospel this evening. Try to give you what the Lord laid on my heart.
Bless you more.
17th chapter, St. Luke's Gospel, from the 26th verse where we'll start our reading. 17th chapter, the 26th verse, St. Luke's Gospel. St. Luke's Gospel, 17th chapter and 26th verse, and the word of the Lord reads as this. It says, as it was in the days of Noah, that so shall it be also in the days of the Son of Man.
Yeah.
He said, they did eat, they drank, they married wives, they were given in marriage until the day that Noah entered into the ark, and the flood came and destroyed them all. He said, likewise also it was in the days of Lot. They did eat, they drank, they bought, they sold, they planted, they built it. But the same day that Lot went out of Sodom, it rained fire and brimstone from heaven and destroyed them all. He said, even thus shall it be in the days when the Son of Man is revealed. In that day, he which shall be upon the housetop and is stuck in the house, he said, let him not come down to take it away. And he that is in the field, let him likewise not return back. He said, remember Lot's wife.
Yeah.
He said, whosoever shall seek to save his life shall lose it.
Yeah.
Whosoever shall lose his life shall preserve it.
Mm-hmm.
He said, I tell you, in that night there shall be two men in one bed.
Mm-hmm.
One shall be taken, the other left. He said, two women shall be grinding together. The one shall be taken, the other left.
Yeah.
He said, two men shall be in the field. One shall be taken, the other left. And they answered and said unto him, where, Lord? And he said unto them, wheresoever the body is, thither will the eagles be gathered together. You may be seated. If I could, just for a little moment of time, I'd like to preach just for a few minutes. I've just got a simple text, try to be just as brief as I can. Are you ready for Jesus? I was thinking about this passage of Scripture, and it seems like we've come to the day and time that folk are not ready to see the Lord. We've come to the day and time, just like it was in the day of Noah, that they're not concerned about what judgment's going to be. People are not concerned about hell anymore. I seem like folk just have lost all their fear. If they were people that were feared of God, the church houses couldn't hold them all. It seems like the devil has got people drifted on. That's the place the trip we forgot all about the judgment. I'm coming one day. I've got news for you tonight. When hell is real, I'm sure of this tonight.
You listen to me.
Come on.
Listen here. Bible says, not that one says, Lord, Lord, shall enter in. He that doeth the will of the Father. I'm afraid the devil's heavy people. I'm counterfeit. Hey, brother, they think everything's all right.
Amen.
I didn't come here to de-Christianize you. I want you to listen to me tonight. I think you doubt your salvation. It ain't real to me.
Amen.
You can't make me not believe it. If you have not called anything. You're now lost. Forever be eternally separated from the grace of God. And you'll spend an eternity in hell.
Amen.
Boy,
bless the Lord.
Bless the Lord.
Amen. Bless the Lord.
Come on.
There are too many people want to pitch and love on you.
Yeah.
Come on, bless
them. Hey, how good you are.
Yeah.
Amen. Preach it, brother. Come on, preach it. Amen.
I'll tell you what we need. We need the truth.
Amen. Amen.
You know what the truth will do? This is what I find. I find that when he saved me, he put in me the Spirit of God. The Bible said it leads me and guides me into all truth. You know what the Bible teaches me that he does? And when I get out here and I start living in the world, if I turn away from God and I get in the sea, you know what the Spirit does? It convicts me right
here.
I don't have to wait for church service on Sunday morning.
Come on, bless
the Lord. I can fix me. Help me that I feel wrong. You know what's wrong with us? If we shield our conscience, we'll holler. We'll stand away. And we've said we're all right. I'm doing okay.
Hey,
it's time to be right. And the shield is left in the camp. And we've got to get it out of the way. If we ever want to make heaven our home,
that's
how we
live.
Amen. 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 Amen.
Bless
you.
Thank you.
It's all right. In the days of Noah, I'll say it, they just eating and drinking.
Yeah.
Giving in marriage.
Yeah.
Sound like anybody you know?
Sounds
like the world will
love you. Amen.
And you know what I find? I find it takes more people every year
that are
not worried about their soul to the point that they could kill it. What you say.
Yeah.
But you know what I'm afraid of? I'm afraid that we, the people of God, hey, we're just like those 10 virgins. Over there in the book of Matthew, the 25th chapter, you know what he said? He said they were five wise and they were five foolish. I don't have any problem with this parable. I have no trouble with this scripture. But you know what the Bible said? The Bible said they all slumbered and slept. I pray the church is fell asleep.
They
lifted up the name of God. And we quit preaching the gospel. And we quit warning folks about hell. And we got to the point. And we don't want to run at all. We're afraid we're going to scare away. Hey, but I got saved. I was afraid. Holy Ghost conviction. That we get broke. In a place that they can hear the voice of God. And know that they've a judgment to come. And they're going to be accountable for the life they live.
Amen.
Bless the Lord.
Bless the Lord.
Bless the Lord.
Bless the
Lord.
Reach on, brother.
You know what I'm afraid? I'm afraid there's going to be a lot of people's blood required in our
heaven.
Yes, sir.
Come on.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yes,
sir. Yes, God. I mean, I got saved in a good time.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying anytime you get saved, that's a good time.
Right.
Anytime you get saved, a good time.
Yeah.
And I got saved a good time.
Yeah.
Hey, they still having Holy Ghost filled meetings.
Yeah.
Brother, I mean, when I got saved, they still shouting all over the house.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, when I got saved, hey, they were smoking, was still under conviction. I the church house. And brother, they couldn't stand it with a preacher. I began to give the altar call. I didn't have to duck, tail, and run. Get on the outside. See my folks is set, and they can listen to the preacher's word, and it never faces them. I tell you tonight, we need to get back.
I'm
not holy living.
Bible says there's a way, Book of Proverbs, that seemeth right unto man.
10 thereof on the way today.
Amen. Amen.
You know what's wrong? Everybody thinks they're right.
Yeah.
Come on, preach.
Everybody's right.
Come on, preach. Amen.
But I'm going to let you in on a little secret that nobody else knows but me. I know whether I'm right or not.
Amen. Amen.
So if I know, Frank, yep, you know.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
You ever seen that commercial? They got these antidepressants now. I ain't big on some of this mess. I think somebody will call on Jesus a little more.
Yeah. Amen.
You ever see those commercials? They got a young lady, and she's got a pattern, looks like a church fan, and it's got a smiling face on it. You seen that commercial on TV?
Yeah.
And she says, I'm all time having to put on a smile. Hey, I'm afraid to ask a lot of questions, folks. Get around that table.
Hey,
brother, it claimed to be saved, claimed to be right. Hey, brother, on the inside, hey, they're raping in walls.
Hey,
they got sin in the camp. And they couldn't find the joy of God if they wanted to. He said, remember Lot's wife.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
You remember when God come and sent the angels to rescue Lot?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You remember Abraham was up there praying?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Come on. God would deliver him.
Yeah.
Come on, bless
him. Harder with God, that's what they say.
Yeah.
Bless him, Lord.
I don't know what he was doing, but it didn't work. But God showed mercy anyway. And he rescued Lot out of there.
Yeah.
Bless up, Jesus.
Now I'm going to stop right here for just a second.
Bless him, Lord.
Lot could have saved himself a whole lot of trouble.
Yeah.
Bless him, Lord.
Abraham could have saved a lot of problems.
Come on,
if he'd have stood up, been the man he ought to be.
Amen.
Oh, some of you going to look down your nose at me.
Bless
him, Lord. Abraham was the elder.
Yeah. Amen.
The men were squabbling and busting. That's the reason they separated again with.
Yeah.
Abraham should have took in his hand. Hey, the community of folk that was there, he should have set up now. And he could have shown them, hey, that God was still God. Yes. And they had to stay together.
Amen.
Here's the problem. We don't want to hurt nobody's feelings.
Yeah.
Oh, bless the Lord.
Bless the Lord.
Come on.
There's a lost man coming to church now. I bless the Lord. I grew up in a good time. There's a lost man coming to church. I was in revival. God just kept speaking to me. Me and him were good friends. Coon hunted together. He just lost his last year this year. God spoke to me and he said, go talk to him. So I stepped out of my seat and I left that little where he was at. I just put my arm around him.
Yeah.
I didn't drive him.
Right, brother.
I didn't pull him. Right. Would have done him no good if I picked him up check.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Hey, man.
Right. That's exactly right.
I put my arm around him and I started talking to him.
Yes, sir.
And I told him how much I loved him.
Yeah.
And I told him how much God loved him.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
How much God would like to save him.
Yeah.
Before I got out of there, I thought I was going to have to fight every one of these.
Yeah. Come on.
Bless the Lord.
Yeah. If God
bless. Does that sound right to you?
Come on.
Come on. Preach it.
They said, you're going to scare him off. He won't come back. I said, if that scares him off, I said, he won't be back.
That's right.
Come on.
I said, you might well give up.
Yeah.
What's wrong with us?
Amen.
That we've got so timid of the devil.
Amen.
And we're afraid to stand up for what's right.
Amen.
I say to you, bless God, it's time.
Bless.
It's time that we get a little bit bigger than God.
Amen.
It's time that we start declaring and proclaiming the righteousness of God.
Amen.
And let the world know. Hey, that he's right. Never made an else
is wrong.
I promise you this tonight. If you'll stand for square for God, he'll stand for you. And he'll give you victory. And every adversary comes your way. And he'll give you joy, peace, and love on the inside.
Yeah.
Bless him, Lord.
All right, Abraham should have looked at one of them boys, but he didn't. He told Lot, he said, Lot, he said, choose which way you want to go.
Amen.
Now, Lot looked around the... I've seen him looking around the campsite there.
Come on, bless the Lord.
He saw the well-watered plains of Jordan down there.
Amen.
Bless
him, Jesus.
He said, right there, where I'll make my
decisions.
Yeah.
Come on, amen. Amen.
That's all you're thinking about right now.
God help. Come on.
You're going to make your riches.
Yeah.
I got news for you. If your mama and daddy don't have it, you ain't likely to either.
Amen.
Amen.
Bless the Lord.
We're clearing something up right now.
Yeah.
Brother Randy, I didn't give up on that first big and I started working on the second.
Amen.
Forgot all about that.
Yeah.
You know what we've done? We've let the devil engross us into thinking that we have to keep up with the Joneses.
Yeah.
Amen. To be happy and satisfied.
Come on, quick.
Yeah, I don't got a 2018 car. Well, I can't afford a 2018 car. Well, I'll tell you what the Word of God says. I promise you, if you're a bar, you're a slave. Amen. You better be careful what you get yourself into.
Amen.
I promise you tonight, I've heard people tell me. I had this young man come to me one day. He just bought a new house. I bought a new car for his wife. My brother sunk in debt about $200,000. He said, boy, ain't God good? He's blessed me. I said, let me tell you something, brother. I said, you come back 30 years. I said, if God gives you the ability how to pay that note off and you keep your family together, I said, then you can say I blessed you.
It's
time we understand tonight. It's not about the wealth that gained this world. It's about salvation. Hey, friend, it's appointed unto man wants to die. After this, a judgment. I promise you tonight, you may live to be 80, might live to be 100. And hey, the best God ever made you acquire this life, it won't mean a hill of peace. It won't do you down for the good judgment. You can't find your way out. And you can't find your way in.
Amen. 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 Amen.
That's exactly right.
Bless him, Lord.
That's
true.
Bless him, Lord.
The Bible says the angel of the Lord come down there, getting a lot of his family out of there. The angel of the Lord told him, said, when you leave the city,
Amen.
I'm going to stop right there for a second. I believe some of you truly, probably been saved.
Come on, bless the Lord.
You know what you keep doing? You keep looking back.
Amen.
Come on.
I said, hey, let that old plant look back off of the king's death.
Amen.
All of us. You know what it is? We're like a bunch of inmates in prison. Always want to go back because it's familiar territory.
Yeah.
I got news for you tonight. I'd rather bless God be on his side.
Yes.
Rather have the blessings of God in my life. Rather know that he's there leading me and guiding me. Every step of the way. I'd rather have everything you can get from the Word of God.
Amen. Amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Bless him, Lord.
Do you know what the devil will say? Yes, sir. It's easy back there, wasn't it? It's easy back there,
wasn't
it? If he ain't never done you that way, you might want to do inventory on your salvation.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Bless the Lord.
Lot and his wife started out there and his children, they're coming out of the city. Fire begins to fall.
Oh, bless the Lord.
She do. She turns around. I'm going to tell you something tonight. It's time for us to get our minds made up on Jesus.
Yes. Amen.
It's time for us to get our eyes on the Lord.
Yeah.
Amen.
People bash Peter all the time.
Yeah.
Amen. I hear it all the time. I like Peter.
Yeah.
I'd like to be just like him.
Hot-headed,
temper-fied.
Yeah.
Son, I mean, that's the kind of Christian I'd like to be.
Yeah.
Bless the Lord.
We got too many of them. High bubbles look like we own downers. See, Brother Bill talking about downers the other day. High bubbles look like we own downers.
Yeah.
Ain't got no fart in her belly. Ain't
come
got
on,
no
come
desire
on,
for nothing.
Come on,
you tell me I'm right.
Amen.
I still ain't got over being saved yet.
Amen.
open.
Amen.
Amen.
Jesus. What he done for me, nobody else could do.
Amen.
You're right.
We'll come to church and the pastor can preach on the crucifixion and the resurrection.
Yeah.
And we'll sit back there like, man, and oh my. This boy come to me one day, I drive a truck for a living. I pulled in this place, back that trailer around, and I got out. This boy come to me, he said, you go see that movie, Passion of the Christ. I said, no, I don't reckon I ever have.
Yeah.
He said, oh, man. He said, I watched that. He said, squall all the way through. I said, really? I said, is that... Let me give you a 411 here. Your emotions are not salvation.
Yeah.
I'm an emotional person, but I was that way before I got saved.
Yeah.
All that God done was amplified.
Yeah. Yeah.
Bless you.
Right. Yes. I said, let me ask you a question. I said, you say that movie was so good. I said, you go to church on a regular basis. Attend every Sunday morning. Yeah. I said, when's the last time your pastor preached on the crucifixion? And I said, you sat down crying like a baby. He said, well, I don't know, preacher. He said, I'm not sure. I said, that's the problem. I said, Bill Gibson can put something out on video. I said, y'all are boo-hoo and squall around. I said, but you let the man of God that's anointed
to
read the book. I tell you the truth about God's word. About his son Jesus, who died in your stead. I said, you sit there like you don't have any religion. I tell you tonight, it's time that we get saved.
Amen.
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 Bless
the Lord. Amen.
Bless the Lord.
I'm shouting just as much while you're preaching hell as I can when you're preaching
sure,
hell.
Yeah.
Amen. Because I ain't going.
Amen.
Lot's wife looked back. Bible says she was turned into a pillar of salt.
Right. Amen.
You be sure of this tonight.
Yeah.
You keep looking back, there'll be a weight about you that'll drag you to an eternity.
Amen.
Be sure of this. You know how many times I've seen him? I see people, boy, I'm going to go to church.
Come on, bless them all.
They'll come in. Oh, I'll tell you, you know what they're more sorry about? They're more sorry about being caught.
That's it. That's it.
Amen.
Amen.
Huh?
Oh, bless them all.
Yeah. You stop talking to them for just a minute.
Yeah.
Mom and daddy call them stealing guns. I like, hey, they're going to pawn them off so they can buy some dope.
Yeah.
Also, now they got to make repentance to mom and daddy. They ain't worried about salvation.
Yeah.
Hey, they just showed up to the church. I was trying to get mom and daddy to keep them from coming to the law.
Yeah.
And have them arrested.
Yeah.
I'm taking something tonight. That's not salvation.
Yeah.
They don't do you a dime's worth of good.
Yeah.
Until you get broken heart. Yeah. Until you get godless heart.
Yeah.
Down on the inside.
Yeah.
And friends, you'll die.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. You'll die lost without God.
You're right.
Good preaching.
Bless you, Lord.
Bless him, Lord.
Listen to what it says in the book of Ephesians. Second chapter of the book of Ephesians. It's a very familiar scripture. He said, you hath he quickened, who were dead in trespasses and sins. He said, wherein, listen, wherein times past, you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, of the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience.
Bless the Lord.
You know what's wrong with us?
Come on.
We're still walking with the devil.
Amen.
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 Ain't been a change yet.
Bless the Lord.
I like what Job said. Job said, all the days of my life, he said, I'll wait.
Amen.
Let me tell you what God done for
bless
me.
The Lord.
He changed me from the inside out.
Yes.
Amen.
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 I didn't quit using drugs. Don't you listen to me. I say this to my shame. Don't you listen. I say this to my shame. Morning night I got saved, the night before that I got saved, I spent the last dollar me and my family had to buy dope.
Come on.
Then my wife looked at me and she said, "We need some groceries."
Yeah.
Mm. You might as well just slap me across the face.
Yeah.
Do you know how sorry I felt? Oh, low down.
Yeah.
Mm. God begin to work
that way.
I went to Daddy. I said, "Daddy," I said, "I'm coming on Friday." And I said, "I'll pay me back." I said, "Man, little groceries for the kids." He said, "Well, yeah." He said, let me get you some money." I don't remember what he gave me. $30-$40 back then. You bypass the grocery. $30-$40.
Yeah.
And I said, "I sure appreciate it, Daddy." Not the whole, my problems is solved. The guilt will leave. You know what I mean? I've got the problem now. About that time, God let the hammer down.
Mm-hmm.
He said, "Whoa, boy.
Yeah.
Whoa."
Yes,
and he began to arrest me.
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
Yeah.
I had that dope in my pocket. I ain't lying. God will tell you the truth.
Yeah.
I went home unto myself. And I thought to myself, I thought, "I'll take care of this.
Yeah.
I'll do some of that and I'll be done with all this worry." I sat there in that church. And God said, "You put that in your mouth." He said, "You'll be hell bound."
Right. Yeah.
Does God speak to you?
Amen.
Am I the only one He speaks to?
No.
Son, I mean, they sometimes I got Him loud and clear.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Sometimes I like to turn the volume down just a little bit. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes, sir.
Amen.
I sit there, and you might as well put some handcuffs on me. I'm telling you, I wrestle with that for hours and hours. I mean, this is dying. Here I have to spend all the money I had on that mess. I'll get joy in that. I'll get a little bit of enjoyment out of it. God said, "You touch that," and He said, "You'll die."
Come on, brother.
My heart's cycled in me.
Yeah.
I put that mess up.
Yeah.
I went and tried to lay down. There wasn't no sleeping. Mm-mm-mm-mm. God was going to make His point clear.
Amen.
His point clear. 5 o'clock that morning, He rung my bell. I'm telling you, I don't know what He done to you, but I'm telling you, He gave me some assurance.
Amen.
I'm telling you, I worked with a bunch of that boys that went to church. I didn't want what they had. I'm telling you, they was miserable. Hey, they get out here, drink on the weekends, and do the running around. Hey, come Sunday morning, that rat jump out and go to church. Hey, better take care of things was all right. I didn't want that mess. I knew what it was to be right. I'd seen it. I'd seen my grandpa and my grandma live right. I'd seen my daddy hold up the banner of fire. Hey, this time I knew what it was.
Yeah.
I could have it real on the inside.
Amen.
I want you to know something like this blessed morning. God, give me assurance that I was.
Amen.
People come to altar anymore. Not a bit of conviction. And if they have got conviction, we're so excited that they come, we all time trying to get them up, get that fire. Leave them alone.
Amen.
Let them pray through.
Bless
your Lord.
Amen. Bless
your
Lord.
I've seen people, man, they take them all night.
Amen.
But I'd rather them take their time, get it right, get it nailed down.
Amen.
You know what my grandpa told me? Me and him was sitting talking one day. My grandpa preached for 50 years, I guess. He said, they talk about the good old days. He said, but you know what the funny thing to me is? He said, I've seen so many revivals, and he said it was always the same one rededicating. He said, does that make sense to you? I said, no, not really. He said, never did me either. And he said, we shout over the same ones every year. He said, time come around, revival down next year. He said, they're back out in the world.
Yep.
That is salvation.
No, sir.
No,
sir.
No, sir. Do better.
Son, I'm telling you what's true. God got a hold of my heart.
Yes, yes.
I'm telling you, I've done somersaults, flips, and everything else on the inside. God changed me.
Amen.
Have you ever been tempted to go back?
Why?
Let me tell you something, kids. It's better if you leave sin alone.
Because
if you don't, it'll haunt you
throughout
the remainder of your day.
Amen.
The devil will come along and he'll plug at me, son. He'll plug at me. What, you having a better time out there? What, it easier back then?
Yeah,
I was going to hell. You better bet that was easy.
Yeah.
I'm talking about two roads, broad roads and narrow roads.
Yeah.
Amen.
It's easy to be lost.
Amen.
I'm going to tell you right now, I wouldn't trade salvation for everything.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Thank you,
Jesus. Amen.
Thank you,
Lord. Amen.
Bless you. Bible says, as it was in the days of Noah.
Yeah.
Hey, friend, let me give you a good piece of advice before he starts singing. Bible says, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess. You be sure of this tonight.
Amen.
When the rich man died, he had all the wealth in the world. I heard people say, well, that was just a parable. That wasn't a parable. His name was left out to spare his family. Lazarus was real. And when he died, he was in Abraham's bosom. Now, I want you to let me tell you something. You know what the Bible says? Bible says when the rich man lifted his eyes in hell, being in torment, he saw Abraham, Father Abraham, far off. He was alert and knew who he was.
Amen.
You be sure. You know what he said? He cried out. He said, Father Abraham, he said, let Lazarus come and dip his water. Tip his finger in water. He might cool my tongue. I'm tormented in these times. He didn't die lost because he's rich.
That's right.
He didn't die lost because he didn't show the beggar any attention.
Bless him, Lord.
He died lost because he rejected Jesus.
Amen.
Same reason you'll die lost.
Amen.
God's tugging at your heart, dealing with your life. He's drawing you in and you keep cutting him off and turning him away.
Amen.
Telling you you're on dangerous ground, friend.
Amen.
There's a judgment coming.
Amen.
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 He said two of you in the bed, one will be taken, one will be laid.
Yeah.
Two women be grinding it to me.
Yeah.
One will be taken. One will be left.
Yeah.
Two men in the field.
Uh-huh.
One will be taken. Mm-hmm. One will be left.
Right.
Let me tell you something, friend. If you ain't saved, you'll be left.
Yes. Amen.
Are you ready for Jesus?
Amen.
Tonight. Today could be the day.
Amen.
Why, you just trying to scare us. I wished I could.
Right.
If I could, I'd roll back carpet and I'd show you hell how hot it is.
Yeah.
And hell's not the end of the line, friend.
Yeah.
Bible says in the book of Revelation that death and hell shall be delivered up.
Yeah.
And they shall be cast into the lake of fire.
Amen.
Be sure there's another judgment coming.
Yeah.
How about it, friend?
Amen.
Would you like to be saved? Would you like to know Jesus in a personal relationship with Him? Would you like to have that security of being saved from that awful place called hell? I tell you, one day I did. And if I was sitting in your shoes right now and I was lost and undone, there ain't enough people here to keep me from coming.
Amen.
I would run over top of you to get to Jesus.
Go ahead, brother.
Save me. How about it tonight?
I've been on my
Would you like to pray?
See,
God, you like to pray. It's time to come. Time to get out of the mess you're in. God, send it out to come.
Lord, I want to
Now's the time, friend. Now's the time when the water's troubled. What God's dealing. Now's the time to come and call on His name. He said, without scripture, He said, come on to me.
Lord, have you made some?
Yes.
Lord, you know I can wait.
Come on, friend. Come on. Now's the time. Now's the time. Get those things filled.
time to come to God. It's time to get salvation. Time to have assurance. I don't know if I am or not, preacher. Then you better come. I ain't sure, preacher. You better come. God gives assurance. God gives assurance tonight. If you come His way. You come His way.
Bless the Lord.
Jesus, take me home.
God ever.
Standing in your way but you. And what would you die lost? What would you find worthy of dying lost to go into hell for?
I will save my
and then the whole world lose his own soul. What would he give in exchange? I promise you tonight, when Lazarus died, he lifted his eyes in torment. He'd have given everything he had if he could have got out of that. He didn't say nothing about tomorrow. You've got right now. And right now is passing by fast. How about it, friend? Would you like to come and call on His name? Would you like to come and make preparations for help? Oh, I know. I know how scary it is. Oh, I'm telling you, it scared me to death. Oh, when I got saved, I was scared to death. I'm going to tell you something tonight. The devil's a liar. The truth's not in him. He spoke here, because they love you. If you come and pray, I promise you they'll follow you. Yes, sir. They'll follow you. And I promise you, whosoever call on the name of the Lord shall be saved.
Amen.
I have confidence that my God saved you. If you're here backslid, cold, or indifferent, it's not going to be as easy on you. It's going to be a little harder.
Yeah.
All that shame built up before you turned your back on God.
Yeah.
It's rough, I know. Hey, God's still. He's still saved.
Amen.
How about it tonight? Why don't you come? Right now. Why don't you make that decision to come? You take that first step, God will take the rest of it.
Amen.
You just turn loose and let God. And I promise you, God, He'll take you the rest of it. Why don't you come right now? Why don't you come right now?
Oh, Lord,
I wouldn't leave here without that assurance. I wouldn't leave here if I didn't know beyond a shadow of a doubt that I was saved.
Question tonight,
and I want you to be honest.
I just want you to be honest with yourself. You be honest with God. Alright? If you knew beyond a shadow of a doubt that you was going to get out of here and you were going to get in your car and get hit by a drunk driver on the way home and killed, is there anything you'd do right now? Listen to me. If you knew, is there anything you would do right now? Let me tell you something, friend. I got news for you. The world we live in ain't as safe as what it used to be. It used to be that them old boys that drank all the time, they'd stay on them old back roads out there, and you'd never see them around. Not anymore. Not anymore. You take your life in your hand every time you step behind the wheel of your car. You think the devil, son, he'd like to kill a whole lot of us. If you're here tonight, you knew that tonight was your last night, is there anything you would do?
Yes.
Now would be the time, friend. Now would be the time. Because you've got right now. You've got right now. But you may not have 10 minutes from now. You may not have 10 minutes from now. How about it tonight? I'm going to ask you to sing one more verse of a song. Just whatever you want to sing, brother. They're still praying up here. They're still getting a hold of God. You need some help? You need some help? Now will be the time. How about it tonight?
I had no hope.
Come on.
No cause.
Our gracious Heavenly Father, we come. How about tonight?
Jesus
said, you need to pray.
He was the
king. You need to pray.
Lord, may I pray.
I'm not standing here without a straight heart. He said, come unto me. Now's the time. Now's the time. We get some faith in ourselves. It's time for us to get serious with God.
Whatever the problem may be.
He wrote my name.
Don't fall into my grace.
I promise you he can deliver.
Amen.
Amen.